Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Ahead of the autopsy report, the attorney representing the Laundry family had initially scheduled a news conference for midday today, but after speaking with the FBI late yesterday, he abruptly canceled that news conference. Attorney Stephen Bertolino tells the New York Post he determined that a news conference would not be in his client's best interest.
So not much of an update today on the Gabby Petito story. My update is that it's the lead story on Good Morning America, and it was the lead story on Brett Baer's special report on Fox yesterday afternoon.
That surprised me. I actually groaned a bit at my television.
Yeah. But they must be getting response that leads them to believe that's what their viewers want.
Do you think Brian, the probable murderer, went home, told his parents what had happened, and said, listen, I'm going to off myself. It's the only way to deal with this. I don't want to spend my life in prison. I don't want you to have to deal with that. And they said, okay, we get it. I don't think mom and dad would assent to that, though. They wouldn't.
No, no.
No. Maybe he told them, look, I'm going to turn myself in at the end of the week.
He could have.
Give me a few more days of freedom. And they said, we understand. Okay. And then he went off and offed himself.
He could have.
Unless
claimed,
he's on the lam. I don't know.
I was about to say, he could have claimed he didn't do it. But that wouldn't explain them not responding to her parents.
Correct.
Because you would want to believe your kids. I remember somebody telling me a long time ago, and it's always stuck in my head, it's easy to believe a lie if you really want it to be true. And think about how many times you may have done that in your own life. But as a parent, if your kid was telling you, look, I didn't do anything, I don't know what happened, you'd really want to believe them.
Right. Given the stakes, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
But
so
that wouldn't explain, but that wouldn't explain them not talking to her parents. So, I don't know. But I guess what you've been saying all along, he comes home and says, look, she's crazy. She's a crazy person. She attacked me. We got in a fight. She died. I'm worried about what's going to happen. And they came up with a plan to what? That's where I lose steam. What's your plan at that point?
Is he on the run or is he dead in that nature preserve?
Okay, Hansen just told me there's a New York Post story worth reading. Let me read it. Gabby Petito's missing boyfriend, Brian Laundry, apparently shared cryptic and forbidding images and messages on Pinterest, including one last month that read, "Don't try to find me. I have finally escaped my master's wicked clutches," according to a report. Well, that's interesting. The 23-year-old person of interest, blah, blah, blah. You know all that. I didn't know people posted stuff on Pinterest. I thought that was for selling your handmade oven mitts.
Oh, no, that's all about posting pics.
Don't try to find me. I finally escaped my master's wicked clutches. Well, he might have been a complete crazy person then. Maybe he was psychotic or something.
Yeah, I wonder. And we also discussed yesterday the possibility that one or more of the players in this drama are really, really stupid. And they make decisions you can't figure out because they're dumb.
Yeah. So some of the stories that have come out, and then I'll shut up about it, but some of the stories that come out, you know, friends say he was controlling and stuff like that. All that stuff is so meaningless. just, you know, what does that mean?
Well, unless you know them, it's hard to.
Even if you do know them, it's hard to.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, so is he dead or on the lam?
Dead.
Okay. All right. There you have it. I like this in the Washington Post. Complete change of topic here. The headline is, after immigration ruling, Democrats' once-sweeping agenda continues to shrink. President Biden's governing agenda is at risk of unraveling on Capitol Hill after a mounting series of delays, clashes, and setbacks that have sapped momentum from an ambitious and intricate push to deliver on long-standing Democratic policy priorities. I'm reminded of something Tim Sandifer said many times, and that is gridlock is a good thing. If there's not enough folks who we elected who agree on something getting done, don't do it. An overhaul of the nation's voting laws has been blocked by Republicans. A probably unconstitutional overhaul, by the way, Mike DeBonis. Maybe you ought to throw that in. An effort to strike a bipartisan deal on police reforms has lost all momentum. A sweeping immigration plan to provide a path to legal residency for millions of undocumented immigrants is now all but dead. And centrist Democrats on Capitol Hill appear poised to pare down a planned $3.5 trillion economic package as their liberal counterparts in the House threaten, in turn, to kill the bipartisan infrastructure deal that passed the Senate last month. Boy, then you combine that, which is kind of the legislative side of the, the table, with all the Biden administration's failures on the border and Afghanistan and angering France and the rest of it. I don't know how many people are paying attention to the French thing.
Probably not a lot.
Not many, yeah. But, things are really kind of going sideways for old great-grandpa Joe.
Chuck Todd of Meet the Press on a podcast the other day said the Biden administration has a real credibility problem after three big disasters for their credibility, obviously Afghanistan, the whole vaccine thing, talking and talking and talking about boosters, and then the FDA saying, well, we don't have enough evidence to show that you need a booster, getting way out in front of that. And then what was the other one? The other obviously one, the border, claiming, pretending that this whole border thing isn't happening. I mean, people can see that and look at that and think, what is going on here?
Oh, that reminds me, a little bit later on in the hour, we have some updates from the border. Some absolutely terrible journalism about the border.
God, I'm looking at a picture.
And the half-wit vice president's reaction to what's going on.
I'm looking at a picture right now. It's incredible. That sea of humanity at the border. That's the sort of thing you see in other parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the United States.
Yeah, yeah. A border update coming up, a multifaceted border update. Stay tuned, won't ye? Listen to this now. From the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Expenditure Survey for the year 2020. And this is the government's own stats.
And if this doesn't trip your trigger, we still have how humans lost their tails.
So we had tails, prehensile tails.
I'm taking from that
flat
headline
beaver tails
that at one time we had tails, like the cute little curly stub like our pug has, or like a big long holds you up wreck kangaroo tail.
Oh, like a kangaroo, yeah. Now pugs, do they get their tails lopped off, or are they born that way?
They're born with a little curly tail like a pig.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm not that knowledgeable about pugs. So I'm assuming we had prehensile tails that we could, like, grip things with and hang from.
You'll have to that'd be awesome. You'll have to stay tuned.
Big fun. Please climb trees like a monkey, because you basically are one. Anyway, back to the Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Expenditures Survey for 2020. Let's talk about, and this is the average family, the average American. Taxes. Federal income tax, $8,800. State and local, $2,500. Okay, so these are not wealthy people at a high tax rate we're talking about. If you're just paying $8,800 in federal income taxes, you are a pretty average American, you know, lower middle class, something like that. Social Security is $5,400. Property taxes, $2,300. Other taxes, $71. And then if you want, we'll even subtract the stimulus payment you got. It's an average of $17,211 in taxes, just over 17 grand. Meanwhile, the average core expenses for you or a small family consumer unit, food, $7,300, clothing, $1,400, healthcare, $5,100, entertainment, $2,900. The average American paid more in taxes than they spent on food, clothing, healthcare, and entertainment. Is that not bass-ackwards? And again, that's not the super rich.
Has that ever been true before?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I do not have it historically.
Thing?
That's just the idea that...
I mean, if you're a socialist, you think that's awesome, right?
Yes, probably so. Yeah, everybody gives up all their money, they put it in a pot, and then our great, wise, and benevolent bureaucrats, who apparently were bred on planet Krypton or something like that, because I don't know where the hell you imagine they come from, they decide who should get money and how much money.
Yeah,
what, good. What amounts? And they won't, of course they won't filter it through their cronies or keep it themselves or employ millions of people permanently in the bureaucracy.
And the most important part of socialism, everybody's trying their hardest. There isn't anybody out there that's either lazy or an F up. Nope, everybody's doing their best.
Exactly, in spite of every single experiment that's ever been done. With socialist redistribution of grades, for instance, everybody stops trying. In spite of that, in the socialist utopia, everybody will try very hard. And keep in mind that our friends on the left side of the aisle want to raise taxes practically across the board. And if you don't understand how a huge rise in corporate taxes will soak the poor, you need to study more economics. So, thought that was interesting.
At least you're not getting crushed by lava from a volcano. Where is that that volcano's doing that thing?
That's in Spain.
In Spain, and I was just watching the firefighters. How do you, if I'm a firefighter, hey, what are we trying to do here? Am I trying to put out the volcano, or what am I, what a...
This lava is 1,500 degrees, or so I'm told. I want to leave now. I want to run away. May I run away, please?
And I saw a volcano expert, as this lava is like coming out and running over houses and stuff like that, say a volcano expert saying, we believe this will last, could last as many as 30 days, but we expect, and I thought, you have no idea. There's no possible way you have us, even better than a half an educated guess as to when this is going to end.
Don't be a cynic. They have sensors. they gauge the rumblings.
So among things we're going to get to this hour, how humans lost their tails. Also, it's charming. Sometimes it's horrible. People, celebrities singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" at a Chicago Cubs game, and the crazy Irish MMA fighter Conor McGregor did it. And is getting a lot of attention, so we'll
did
take
he
a
avoid
listen.
Punching any old men in the head?
I don't think he attacked anybody, but...
Well, that's a win right there. Cubs win!
That's a win for society right there. And maybe some of the best investment advice I've ever heard in my life, and it's all you don't have, not a lot of work, you just have to listen to the speech from the CEO. This is all you gotta do. This is according to Business Insider, this is good stuff. You wanna stick around this hour.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, it's Armstrong and Getty, and chances are you're probably in your car on the road right now, which means at some point you're going to have to fill up that gas tank. Why not get cash back when you do?
With the free Get Upside app, you can do just that. Earn cash back for every gallon you buy.
And right now, if you use our promo code GETTY, you'll receive an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. For a car truck like ours, that can be $5 or more back in your pocket.
The Get Upside app is easy to use. Just claim the cashback offer at the gas station you want, pay with your credit card or debit card, check in, and boom, you're earning cashback just for buying gas.
So do yourself a favor, download the Get Upside app, use the promo code GETTY, and earn a bonus 25 cents per gallon cashback on your first fill-up.
Again, download the Get Upside app, use the promo code GETTY, G-E-T-T-Y, and start earning money back on every gallon you buy. Start earning cash back every time you fill up with Get Upside. And remember the promo code GETTY, G-E-T-T-Y.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
He raids your fridge.
Yada brada!
Borrows your car without asking.
Scratches? What scratches?
He's your brother-in-law.
I'll pay you back.
He takes what's yours, and there's nothing you can do. But when identity thieves want to take what's yours, you can do something. LifeLock by Norton monitors your info and alerts you to potential threats. If you become a victim, they can help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com using promo code NEWS.
Your yard looks great. I need to add a refreshed look to my landscape. Where did you get your plants?
At Goldleaf Nursery. You know, they reopened. And check this out. The nursery is now packed with a wide assortment of shrubs and trees, and they're open Wednesday through Saturday.
Oh, I love that place.
Hey, where are you going?
Goldleaf Nursery.
It's Monday. They're open Wednesday through Saturday. Just in time for the fall sale.
Goldleaf Nursery is open, and they're open 8 to 5 Wednesday through Saturday. They are fully stocked with shade trees, drought-resistant trees, and don't forget about the crepe myrtles and so much more. Remember, they're open Wednesday through Saturday, and they're located at 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, quarter mile off Airport Road. Check maps at goldleafnursery.com. Give them a call at 365-5383. Goldleaf Nursery, 365-5383. And online at goldleafnursery.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It's a bit of a poignant night for us. This is our first tour in 59 years that we've done without our lovely Charlie Watts. And we all miss Charlie so much. We miss him as a band, we miss him as friends, on and off the stage, and we've got so many memories of Charlie, and I'm sure some of you that have seen us before have got memories of Charlie as well. And I hope you will remember him like we do. So we'd like to dedicate this show to Charlie. So.
Mick Jagger there of the Rolling Stones.
He's sounding like it's he did in 1968 somehow.
He's the lead singer with the big lips, that guy?
Yeah, I believe so. He's one of the best known people on Earth. So, yes, thank you for that reset.
How humans lost their tails. Coming up, how to tell if your CEO is full of it or not. How humans lost their tails. For a half a billion years or so, our ancestors sprouted tails. Okay, well, they're going way back here because Homo sapiens have been around for about 500,000 years, although the oldest remains are like 300,000 years old. So they're going way pre-Homo sapiens. But we had tails. As fish, they used their tails to swim. Much later, they evolved into primates with our tails that helped us stay balanced as we raced from branch to branch through the jungles. Then about 25 million years ago, the tails disappeared. Charles Darwin first came up with the theory that humans had tails at some point, basing it on our Cossack's bone and looking at the vertebrae and thinking, that really looks like there used to be a tail there. I mean, the only way you'd end up structured that way. And
the coccyx, also known as your tailbone.
Good point. I never took that to mean it was part of a tail, but like, apparently it is. But why did it go away? Well, when we started walking, our ancestors' tail muscles evolved into a hammock-like mesh across the pelvis. I know that's what I've got. And when the ancestors of humans stood up and walked on two legs a few million years ago, that muscle hammock was ready to support the weight of upright organs, and then just over time you didn't need the tail. Actually, it got in the way.
Huh. Plus, it made it very hard to get pants to fit properly.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have a hole in the back. Tail hole.
Yeah. There you go. That's how humans lost their tails.
Yeah, right.
Really not as good a story as I thought it would be. This story is actually better than I thought it would be. Tim Sandifer tweeted it out last night, and I saw it. If your CEO talks like Immanuel Kant, think twice before investing.
You're going to have to hit me to old E. Kant and his lingo, because I don't remember. I took a class once, a long time ago.
Basically, if you just have a long, complicated, flowery speech. Quantitative research shows companies whose executives use the most complex language on earnings calls produce lower returns. And the results are dramatic. They looked at all companies in the Russell 1000 Large Cap Index. So a ton of companies over many, many years, and split them into 10 groups of 100. The 100 companies whose officers used the most complex language averaged a return of a little over 9% a year. The companies whose CEOs used the simplest language got over 15% return in a year. The results, if you look over time and all kinds of different controlling factors, are just true. You'll have to take my word for that. What can lie behind this? In part, it's because if you have something to hide, this is from Bloomberg, by the way, Bloomberg.com. If you have something to hide, you tend to take refuge in longer words and more convoluted sentences.
This rings so true to everybody's life experience, doesn't it?
Yep.
If somebody's trying to BS you, they get all wordy and complicated.
Yep.
If it's simple truth, it's simple.
Trying to hide your meaning. They actually use an example, an Elizabeth Holmes quote that maybe we can get to later in the show. On how she'd just go on with these long, rambling screeds to explain what she did, and how CEOs who just say, yeah, we build the best cars out there, and we think we've got the best car we've ever got, and we're releasing it this year, you know, is pretty simple.
Wow.
But long, complicated, so if you're ever in one of those meetings and your boss is just word salading you, beware.
Right. Don't buy any more stock. Sell yours. Get out.
And you're right. I think intuitively we all know that.
So the disaster at the border is clearly a disaster, no matter who's looking at it and describing it. Even the lefty legacy media has come around. What's my favorite aspect of discussing this? Might well be the comments of Kamala Harris, who is just so bad. We'll have those for you. Among other things, ever miss a chunk of the show? Grab the podcast.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenics is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenics, and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenics, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
Since 1890, Stiefel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stiefel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
From the Pacific
Pacific Justice Institute. This is The Legal Edge.
A private Christian college in Missouri, the College of the Ozarks, remains in the battle to oppose a government policy essentially requiring the school to place students in dormitories according to their sexual orientation and gender identity rather than their biological sex.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I'm going to talk about what's going on the border and its various incarnations, but this is my favorite breaking news story from the Associated Press, not right-wingers. Haitian migrants camped in a Texas border town are being released into the United States on a very, very large scale, they have in quotes, undercutting the Biden administration's public statements that the thousands in the camp faced immediate expulsion, U.S. officials say.
Oh, no, there are a few hundreds that have been deported.
That's from the Associated Press. Remember earlier this week when the Biden administration, with all the headlines where they're deporting him and those on the left, oh, it's so cruel, we're deporting him. That was just communications. That's what that was. That was spin. That was not reality.
Yeah.
Associated Press saying, Large numbers of Haitians are just being bussed into the country. How freaking crazy is that?
We sent the word. Border's going to be open. They came. They crossed. Now they're in. Period. No repercussion. No stopping them. No sending them back. Nothing.
Not in the neighborhoods of anybody who's allowing this.
Well, except that they'll be maids and mow lawns.
Yeah.
True. Whatever. Be servants for the powerful. So I came across this Reuters article. You know what? We'll hold on to that for a second. First, Bill Malugin of Fox News kind of sets up the situation at the border and how Texans, the government of Texas, are just utterly pissed off about the federal government failure and have to take up the slack. Clip 31.
The Biden administration is a man-made disaster of inhumanity.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott in Del Rio, Texas on Tuesday, visiting the current epicenter of the ongoing border crisis. Flanked by state and local officials, Abbott slammed the Biden administration for its immigration policies, saying they led directly to the chaotic surge of Haitian migrants here in Del Rio that resulted in 15,000 people living in third world conditions underneath the international bridge.
President Biden campaigned on having open borders in the United States. I'm sure most people, when they heard, they had no idea it would lead to the type of chaos that we've witnessed just behind me for day after day after day.
If we don't ask the question, why are we here? What caused this? We won't fix this problem. The simple answer is catch and release.
So a couple of things to discuss. Number one, the state of Texas has physically taken up protection of the border with lines of law enforcement vehicles, Texas state troopers and others on horseback, which the Biden administration is absolutely desperate to focus the attention on what looked to be a little bit of rough stuff by guys on horseback. If they can make that the focus, then their policy failures will go away, but I don't think they're going to have any luck with that. I think it is notable. You remember a couple of times in the past when states either said they would or actually did do the federal government's job for them and enforced immigration law that they were sued? Obama administration suing Arizona. I think it was the Biden administration threatened to bring the hammer down on Texas earlier this year. And that group of states that got together to try to do something about, they were threatened as well. I think it's notable that nobody's threatening anybody right now. The only thing that's saving Joe Biden's bacon is the state of Texas.
That's a pretty good point. That might be the case.
So I came across this Reuters article talking about the situation. It is, you know, there are parts of it that are decent, but floundering policy, floundering journalism, floundering politician statements. It's just everybody's kind of flailing. They're talking about the angry scenes breaking out at Haiti's main airport on Tuesday. Apparently, we sent about 525 Haitians back home, single adults. And a lot of them didn't come from Haiti. I mean, they came from there originally, but they'd been living in Argentina or Chile or Brazil for like the last 5 years. And so now all of a sudden they find themselves back in Haiti and they're like, what the hell am I going to do here? The assassination, hurricane, earthquake, gang-ridden, war-torn Haiti.
Right.
So understandably, they're kind of pissed. They tried to storm their way back on the plane. They stormed into an area of the airport to recover passports and personal belongings, all sorts of craziness there in Haiti. And, you know, frankly, I can't blame them. I'd be pretty disappointed to end up back where I started years ago, having spent thousands and thousands of dollars to get myself into the U.S.
It's got the word hate right in it.
It's a good point. By the way, Jack, this is sobering. Filippo Grandi, the head of the UN Refugee Agency, said U.S. expulsions might violate international law.
Oh, dang it.
And could constitute refoulement, or exposing people seeking shelter to life-threatening situations. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called out Biden. Wow, a fellow Democrat, saying it defies common sense to expel the migrants to Haiti. And expressed anger over tactics used by border guards. Yeah, okay, that's the problem. Sure, the problem is the border guards. And then, ladies and germs, always delightful, always enlightening, that sage, that wit, that future president, probably, Kamala Harris weighed in. Let's start with clip 40, Michael.
Those individuals on horseback, treating human beings the way they were, horrible. And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation into exactly what is going on there. And I'm deeply troubled about it, and I'll also be talking with Secretary of my office today about it.
Yeah, you're outraged, are you? She hasn't been heard from on the question of immigration for weeks and weeks. She's addressing the root causes, according to Jen Psaki. And then this one is just terrific. This is just classic Kamala Harris, 41.
Well, listen, the whole point is that we have to understand Haiti. I mean, talk about a country that has just experienced so much tragedy. As a member of the Western Hemisphere, we've got to support some very basic needs that the people of Haiti have.
Okay. So to ensure our border security, we need to support Haiti.
Yeah, what's that got to do with the 15,000 people under the bridge, half of them from Haiti? Can we hear the montage of the people bothered by the Border Patrol people on horses and what was going on there? That's clip 43.
What I saw depicted about those individuals on horseback treating human beings the way they were is horrible. I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation.
I was not aware that whips, people had that kind of equipment on them that they could use on humans.
There is obviously systematic racism at play here.
It does smack of a bygone era of slavery, aided by reports of people being beaten, whether with a riding crop or the reins.
What does that even mean? Chris Cuomo of CNN, it smacks of a bygone era of slavery. It doesn't, but if it did, even if it did, what would that have to do with anything?
I know. Well, walking on foot smacks of the bygone era of slavery before there were cars.
But it's not slavery, you see. It's an immigration situation. So what are you even talking about?
But it smacks of the bygone era of slavery.
So I didn't see the videos where it looked like they were whipping people when it was the using the reins of their horses. But I haven't seen those videos, so I can't speak to them. But enjoy Reed's mind. They're handing out whips to people on the border with horses so they can whip people coming across. I don't want anybody whipped, I suppose, but...
If I'm charging at a police line I have been ordered not to cross,
right.
I expect something rough to happen.
Can anybody explain what you're supposed to do? I honestly don't know. Is there any other option? If you've told people you can't cross this road, and they start to cross the road, what are you going to do other than physically push them back somehow?
Put them on a bus and send them to Omaha.
Well, that's what we're
apparently
doing with a lot
yeah,
of people.
And hope they don't hijack the bus, which actually happened. In fact, we have a report on that. Well, let's do Bill Malugin again, clip 30.
A private contractor transport bus
that left Del Rio yesterday, headed for Brownsville. It was full of Haitian migrants. Evidently, those Haitian migrants overtook the staff on that bus, forced their way out, and fled from the bus as it was on its way to the Rio Grande Valley. All of those migrants were later recaptured, but Texas Governor Abbott said today that he wants every single one of those migrants who forced their way off that bus to be not only be jailed, but be prosecuted to the fullest extent of Texas law.
So we can't use reins or clubs, obviously, or whips. What do the cops use that doesn't smack of the bygone era of slavery? A baseball mitt? A computer keyboard? That's it. There were no computer keyboards used in the 1800s in the South.
Honestly, those of you who are the most compassionate toward this, what are they supposed to do to stop people from coming across? If people just continue to walk across.
Hey, Hillary, say build bridges, not walls. I dare you. I dare you.
Laura Logan on Fox a little bit ago saying the border surge could be a virus bomb set to detonate in the form of thousands of migrants who may be bringing COVID into the United States. Certainly possible. While your kid is wearing a mask or may not be in school, they're letting thousands and thousands of people walk into the country. They might have the vaccine and putting them on buses and shipping them to your town, which is just freaking fantastic. And this kind of related, new poll out. I haven't seen which poll it is, but Biden's approval rating plunges to a record low in that poll of 43%. It is worth pointing out that Trump hung around 43% his whole presidency and was very nearly reelected. So, you can get reelected at that number.
It's all about the trend though.
But it is
all
about the trend.
About the trend.
And that poll would be based on what happened last week, and it's been worse the last several days, so it certainly could be in the 30s by now.
Moving down!
I'm not saying it's for sure, but I'm saying it's possible that Biden is heading into worst president ever territory. He's going to have like a year, I'm guessing now, year and a quarter of just utterly disastrous leadership, then he croaks.
Come on.
Or is declared... non compos mentis, 25th Amendment style. And then the lunkhead you heard earlier, Kamala Harris, takes over. I mean, great Scott, if the stakes weren't so high, this would be hilarious.
We got to take a break. I forgot to mention this yesterday because I don't follow the NFL that closely, but did you see what Tom Brady did over the weekend, having had a great opening game? Did you see what he did in his second game?
Just saw the headline that he was amazing.
24 of 36, almost 300 yards, 5 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
Yikes.
At the age of 44. He's on pace. I mean, it's only 2 games in, but he could challenge easily the all-time touchdown record as a 44-year-old.
Damn!
He's been in the league for 22 years, which means he's been playing, he's been starting in the NFL half of his entire life.
Wow.
Which seems impossible.
Wow, that's just incredible.
It really is.
You know, I don't want to bore people with football talk, but the great John Madden famously once said, if you play one NFL game, your body will be changed for life. And this guy's played for 22 years.
And they've done an amazing job of crafting away every time when he's playing so nobody touches him. He still gets smacked around, but...
Well, every other quarterback in the NFL is saying, why don't we do that? I'm getting the S beat out of me back here.
Can we do that whole thing where I, like, walk backwards 4 steps and throw a pass and then walk up to the line again all day long?
especially because Tom Brady wins championships, like the regular season games. So obviously that's not such a compromise of football stratagems that it's a problem.
Anyway,
it works.
Just thought I would point that out. Other stuff we got to catch up on. Something. Got to tease something good. You got something good? Maybe not. Maybe the show's over. Maybe all the best stuff's behind us.
Oh, no. I got all sorts of great stuff.
It's just going to peter out.
Australia has lost its mind. One of our best friends, closest allies, has gone psycho over COVID. Some of their rules are make California look reasonable.
Oh, and Trevor Noah had some funny jokes around the whole San Francisco mayor mask thing and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
We ought to get to. So stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, it's Armstrong and Getty, and chances are you're probably in your car on the road right now, which means at some point you're going to have to fill up that gas tank. Why not get cash back when you do?
With the free Get Upside app, you can do just that. Earn cash back for every gallon you buy.
And right now, if you use our promo code Getty, you'll receive an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. For a car truck like ours, that can be $5 or more back in your pocket.
The Get Upside app is easy to use. Just claim the cashback offer at the gas station you want, pay with your credit card or debit card, check in, and boom, you're earning cash back just for buying gas.
So do yourself a favor, download the Get Upside app, use the promo code Getty, and earn a bonus 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up.
Again, download the Get Upside app, use the promo code Getty, G-E-T-T-Y, and start earning money back on every gallon you buy. Start earning cash back every time you fill up with Get Upside. And remember the promo code Getty, G-E-T-T-Y.
20 years after 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is honoring 200 heroes and their families with mortgage-free homes. Frank Ziller walked more than 500 miles through six states to pay tribute to the fallen. In firsts for our country, those lost to 9/11 illness and service members lost in the war on terror are being honored and remembered. Help America to never forget. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies, versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Ready an Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
There was something that was really monumental that occurred, and that is Tony, the original members who have not performed in public for, I believe, at least over 20 years. And the fact that that is getting lost here is very unfortunate.
Man, COVID truly is a mystery virus. It kills your sense of smell, can make you sick for years, but you can't catch it when 90s R&B is playing. Something tells me this thing was made in a lab. Seems too specific. Oh, and as for the mayor, I feel like she's using some pretty interesting reasoning there, right? She's like, I know I said people have to wear masks indoors, but Tony was playing for the first time in 20 years, and I wanted us to try and kill them. People, can we agree that this kind of hypocrisy is bullshit, right?
That's Trevor Noah on The Daily Show last night referencing the mayor of San Francisco. That is unbelievable.
And the more she talks about it, the more idiotic she seems.
I can't believe she actually said that. Does she think we're that stupid, or is she that stupid?
What's lost here is that, and it was only two of the three guys, by the way. Come on. What's lost here is that Tony performed for the first time in ages.
What?
Wait, what?
No, we're making a mistake in not recognizing what an amazing occasion it was that caused you to go maskless, even though you've been one of the leaders for masking indoors, whether you're vaccinated or not, in America. A group most people have never heard of and hasn't been around for 30 years kind of got back together. So what are you going to do?
Take off your mask and dance and drink and violate your own rules. That's what you're going to do.
I realize your five-year-old really struggles wearing a mask all day in school, and you don't wear your mask, but I understand now. Tony had reunited.
Wow, right.
That is weak. That is some weak sauce right there. Holy crap.
You know, I actually played golf once with Rafael Sadiq of Tony.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely nothing notable happened, nor was said. Back to you. He's actually a nice fellow. Very bright, very interesting. Enjoyed it.
For hour three, it's worth mentioning, President Xi is a communist. He's actually a communist.
I think I knew that.
I don't think I did. I don't think everybody was certain of it. He's a communist, which I think is good news for the United States.
Well, he's the head of the Communist Party. I'm not sure I see where you're driving this bus.
Bad news for the people of China, but I think it's good news for America. Anyway, more on that next hour.
Okay, I'm mystified. I'll have to stay tuned. So speaking of the Chinese bat fever, a couple of things for you. Cal Unicornia, the most populous mental institution in the country, released new requirements for mega events, which the little bar scene thing London Breed was at does not qualify as. It's 1,000 people indoors or 10,000 people outdoors. For indoor mega events, attendees must provide proof they are fully vaccinated or have a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours before the event. This is a requirement by the state. No more saying, oh yeah, I'm vaccinated and going in. You gotta prove it. For outdoor mega events, which is again 10,000 people or more, the state recommends you can't attend unless you have your vaccine status on you or a negative test result. But that's a recommendation, not a requirement by the state.
All right.
So that's kind of interesting. You know, look for that in a state near you. Meanwhile, Australia has lost their freaking minds, which disappoints me because, you know, I think Australia is, you know, Foster's beer and Crocodile Dundee and a little wilder and freer and it used to be a penal colony feel to it. You know?
Men down under!
Exactly. But they now have such strict rules about traveling from your state to another state within Australia. You have crazy stories. Like this couple's been stuck at a rest stop, little more than a toilet in the middle of the outback, for 10 days. You have parents separated from little children.
Wow.
You have people unable to get together for Father's Day, which they celebrate at a different time than us, because you're not allowed to travel out of your state.
Wow, we never crossed that line in the United States. I remember we talked about it some, and there were some rumblings of it, but so far in the United States, there's never been a travel ban from state to state, has there?
Well, they tried to get that sort of thing going in New York. You remember Cuomo said, if you come to New York, you got to self-quarantine for 10 days or whatever it is. But it is, it's chilling and it's crazy.
By the way, if you hate the whole vaccination thing, there's a website called Red Balloon now. It's a job board offering postings from companies that promise their employees will be free to work without fear of losing their jobs due to vaccinations.
Wow. So interesting. There's more from Australia to tell you about. If you ever miss a segment, grab the podcast wherever you get podcasts.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.